Sojourn in Kansas by Lenore Carroll.
Libby, you really oughtn't to tease Lieutenant Weir like that. He's in love with you, and you take advantage of it.
Anna Dara poked her needle into the cross-stitch pattern. She and Libby Custer sat on the deep veranda of the house across from the parade ground at Fort Riley. The porch and trim were green and white, in contrast to the pale stone of the house. They sat on plain straight chairs with their handiwork on a scarred deal table.
Libby moved so much, thought Anna. She never had things as nice as she ought, with Armstrong a colonel.
I've known him forever. He was in Texas with us. Besides, he expects it. Libby sharpened her red drawing pencil with a tiny knife and scratched again at the image on the heavy paper. The day was soft, with a faint blue haze on the grass. A fresh breeze gusted and was gone. Warm weather had come quickly that spring of 1867. Libby had warned Anna about the harsh summers, and she had brought a supply of cream and glycerin lotion with her to Kansas. She intended to enjoy her stay with the Custers, to find out about Army life, and perhaps Army officers, and never, never be a burden.
"You drop your fan for him to pick up," Anna recounted. "You expect him to bring your tea?
He does everything short of carrying your mending basket in his mouth." Anna giggled at the thought, but Libby scarcely smiled. She continued working on her sketch.
"You are merciless," Anna concluded.
"Anna, you are too hard on me. You've only been in the Army, so to speak, since you left Monroe last winter. You don't know all the traditions," Libby said. She picked up her drawing pad and held it at arm's length, tilted it to catch the light.
"I know you pretend you are knights and ladies and chivalry and all that," Anna replied.
She tied off one piece of floss and cut.